So as we open up to our diamond self, what we're doing is we're reaching to the stars. We're moving to our heavenly place. So we want to remember that we're here. They're saying surfing the web. In other words, we're opening up to our diamond essence, to our diamond relevance. So we want to remember that there's a quickening. There's a passage where we're leaving our old timeline. We're leaving our old contract and moving in to greater circumstance. So when I say greater circumstance, I'm receiving everybody in their light. I'm receiving everyone in their wholeness. And when I receive, when I receive everything that's earthbound, meaning that's on the earth, I'm receiving everyone really in these geometric imaging. So again, remember we're vibrational, and remember everything that coincides with our loveliness. In other words, everything that we bring home to our reality as we subscribe to it has a zeal. In other words, it has a vibrational component. It has a vibrational consensus, allowance. So as we speed up time, in other words, we're no longer playing small. We're no longer playing with that. We're no longer playing limited. We're no longer playing footsies, meaning that we're not standing up. We're doing it's like undercover. So this is our time of grand retrieval. So what we're doing is we're accepting our true essence. We're accepting our true self, and we're admiring our brilliance. So our brilliance is not our egoic brilliance. Our brilliance is who we are in our true essence, in our true divinity, in our true place beyond prior circuitry. In other words, we're growing. We're growing in our essence. We're growing in our vibrational consent. And we're growing in our established authority. So we bring forth our essence. We bring forth our grandeur. We bring forth our destination. So when we want to be involved with our new timeline, when we want to be involved in our new essence, we want to remember that it's time to stand out. In other words, we are moving in terms of our accepted placement. We're moving in terms of our accepted expenditure. So we want to get comfortable feeling our light, feeling our essence, feeling our eternal support, because we're no longer clinging to yesterday. So this means we want to remember who we have been up to now has been limited in terms of our paradigm, in terms of what we could perceive. So it's sort of like we're at point A, we're trying to get to point B, and we're trying to figure out how to shuffle along. So it's not the shuffling, it's the reestablishment, it's the reappointment, it's the reconfiguration. So it has to do with our identity, our vibrational identity. So as we will do a split. So in other words, just imagine one toe all the way back at yesterday, the next toe all the way in forward motion. So as we will do a split, in other words, we're reaching for the stars. Now, this is what we came here to achieve. Whenever you have a dream, whenever you have like a mustering, a feeling like, I feel like I can do this. I don't know how. I feel like this is possible. This is calling you home. So how we get creative, how we move into our new lifestyle, how we move into our destiny is to allow ourselves to what we're doing is holding our light, holding our new relevance. Now, there are new relevance we want to each get comfortable with, because some of us have this tendency to defer. In other words, We don't want the attention on us. We don't want to think that we're full of ego. We don't want to be pushy. But what we want to do is we want to come to that full consent. We want to receive that inner applause, because that inner applause is going to maintain our stature. It's going to help us bring out forth our destiny. It's going to receive and reveal our divine purpose. So each of us are stewards of light. Each of us are stewards of new harmonics. So in order to attract, in order to pull in order to maneuver, in other words, to sell that next idea, to open up and increase our revenue, whatever it is it's like our turn to advance. In order to bring it forth in the material, realization, we bring it forth in our own domicile. In other words, we're receiving it within our central heart. So what we want to receive is our higher altar, and imagine there being a light, a flame, and we want to allow that flame, we want to allow that light to expand. And we want to see that light expanding throughout our chest, moving out into our entire field, allowing all of our energy to receive that light. And now we want to take that and expand that for all to see. So we want to get very comfortable being stewards of light, being attractive. So attractive is not the physicality, even though we're all very attractive and lovely. It's attractive in that we're aligning with our spiritual endowment. Now that means that we're going to stand out, we're going to be recognized, we're going to be able to create. So we create moment by moment. That's just what we do. But we're creating with higher broadcast. So remember our diamond self, we're receiving that future engagement and we're bringing it in into our soul realization. So everything that we have this thought or feeling that this is my destiny, this, if I could do anything, I would love to manifest. We want to remember that that is our commitment. That's what we agreed to do. So we're building the bridges. We're building the building blocks of that creative venture. So that building, the building blocks is carrying that light, is owning our power. We're not waiting for someone to approve. We're not waiting for someone to recognize. We are recognizing ourselves to be the emanation of love. And so this is what we're tuning. Remember, we're the creators of the new world. So we're tuning the world to the new frequency. We do that through and through. So they're showing me these like weavers of creation and using this like golden thread. So like it's golden, but it's got like this diamond kind of shimmery imagery. This is the creative essence. This is the highest frequency that we will allow. So in other words, we keep reaching for the stars. We keep enhancing our greatness. Our greatness is recognized in the greatness of the divine. Now, the greatness of the divine is not in singular. It's not like I am so great. It's that I who represent the I am that we all are present with has the tone of the grandeur. So what we're bringing forth, what we're creating, what is given Spirit's God's stamp of approval is for all to see so that all can come on board. So this is the reason that we're getting comfortable in standing out, in showing the truth of the divine, in showing how to bring forth new realizations, how to bring forth healing expenditures. So what we want to remember is that we each come gifted. We each come with a piece, with a contribution. So as we will receive our furthest endowment, is going abroad, holding the sunshine, receiving the rays, and allowing ourselves to stand tall. So stand tall is not to apologize for who we recognize ourselves to be in our divine essence. Now, this is very different than I'm better than you, so sit down. This is, I recognize who we both are. I recognize who we both are, and let me sing a song of praise. Let me share my gift with delight. Let me share my gift with delight so you too can come on board. That's how you know when it's God-pleasing. In other words, that's how you know when it's spirit-endorsed. Is this of my ego or is this from spirit? Is it here to bring further blessings to many? Is it here to welcome all home? So in order to welcome all home, you must be ready to welcome yourself. That's where we are right now. We're welcoming ourselves home in clear assurance so that we can step into our divine appointment at last, so that we can each be a steward of light and bring forth heaven's treasures, heaven's blessings. So again, the divine working through the host body, through the mind body that we agreed to travel with. So as we will receive the light, as we will receive our full endowment. Our full endowment is, I no longer stay behind. I no longer experience lack. I no longer listen to the egoic entrapment, to the egoic falsehood. So this is where I literally see people like overturning cards. Like, in other words, no longer listening to false claims, bridging the gap, building that bridge to tomorrow's consent, and opening up the grand fortune. Now, when I said that, I just saw this like gold ornate cash register, and it's like cha-ching. Because again, it's serving the awakening of consciousness. So we each want to get used to abundance because each of us are here to bring forth mass extension. So in other words, it's not to just treat one with kindness, though you shall. It's to treat the many. So we want to get comfortable with recognizing that our energy, our foresight, our preview, our spiritual revenue excites the masses. Now they keep saying that, the masses, so that we understand the power, the creative influence that we came here to proclaim. So this is where we're getting comfortable, because remember, in order to grow in size, we're not getting fat. In order to grow spiritually in size, we want to get accustomed to that spiritual power. We want to understand the heavenly influence that we all stir, that we all create with, that we all have consented with from long ago. So as we will receive our correct sizing, this means no longer playing small. This means no longer playing without. This means getting comfortable abiding by your own truth, abiding by your own claim. Now, what happens as we open up to these activations is there's a little bit of a flushing out. Now, the flushing out is that false energy. So if we have days where we kind of feel funky, like, what happened? I was feeling so good. It's that old energy passing through because it's no longer needed. It no longer has the correct alibi. We no longer give it weight and value. We no longer endorse it. So this is what we're growing into, our new size. So you want to imagine, just spiritually speaking, feeling that power, feeling that manifestation ability. Because remember, you're serving the awakening for all. You're serving the divine, whatever your words are. So do you want to serve just a little, or do you want to serve a lot? In order to serve a lot, it's time to think, not better, but in true relevance. They're just showing me, holding me up like a hand mirror. To see yourself in ready position, ready positioning, and retiring that false self. Well, maybe not me. Maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I'm not good enough. So you were created by divinity. How could you possibly not be good enough? That was not me. So we're used to claiming small. We really are. The ego loves to keep us in that holding pattern. So what we're doing is we're turning that card over. We're no longer abiding by that belief. And we're allowing ourselves full consent, fullest claim. So as you will receive your golden entrance, so the golden entrance is the energy, the golden rays. So remember, you're receiving that to fill the gap. In other words, it's giving you empowerment, it's giving you light, it's giving you assurance. And it's also activating a magnetism for you to be influential. Not influential so you win, someone else loses, but influential to support the awakening of all. So as we will receive this grace, as we will receive the divine mercy, we allow and accept our divine appointment. Wherever you want me to go, whatever you want me to do when I get there, knowing that it's already done, knowing that we've already grown, knowing that it's already occurred. So what we're doing is following our previous footsteps. We're following energy. We're following prior endorsement. We're following where our higher self leads, knowing that everything we need, we're equipped with. So as we will, they keep saying this, as we will grow in size, you want to feel your spiritual power. As we will grow in size. It's like digging a big hole with a tiny little kid's shovel. It will not work. As we will grow in size, allow yourself to feel that spiritual authority, that spiritual destiny, the strength, God's assurance, God's backing, whatever your word for God is. Knowing when you have an insight, when you have an impulse, you have the authority to bring that into manifestation. Let us receive on all levels. So on all levels, meaning if there's anything unconscious that is preventing that next follow through, that next step, it's being kicked to the curb. It's being flushed out. It's receiving an override. So it may come to conscious awareness. It's like, oh my gosh, why am I doing that? Why am I saying that to myself? Why am I believing that? It may just release automatically, or you may have an insight. And that insight's enough, because what you're doing is you're stirring your new tomorrow. So by recognizing it, you're choosing again. You're choosing the light. Let us receive. Power.